The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Though, I want you to cast your minds back to the publication of the so-called Grace Report. And on the day in question, we spoke to Minister Norma Foley. And she made the point that there are much more robust systems of child protection in this country now compared to 1989 when Grace went into care in the southeast. And of course, she is right. There are much more robust systems, but there are still failings within the systems that exist. And TUSLA, for example, TUSLA only works if it has staff to work in it. And that's a problem they face. Padraig Tobin is with me. He's the leader of AIMTU and a TD for Meath West. And Terry Dignan as well, who's the director of Don Bosco Care and a spokesperson for the Children's Residential and Aftercare Voluntary Association. You're both very, very welcome to the show. Terry, can I ask you, first of all, about your own concerns or misgivings about the system, as it were, and where failings still exist?
Sure, Kieran. Thanks for bringing me on. I suppose my overriding concern is that the system isn't fit for purpose. We don't have a care system now that actually serves the best interests of children and young people in care. And that's been an ongoing issue for a number of decades, probably starting with the financial crash in 2008 when we, through various cuts, we took a lot out of the system, which hasn't been put back in. And that leaves us today with a system that doesn't have capacity, can't meet the needs of children generally, particularly children with more complex needs. And we're not seeing the investment and the planning to develop a care system that's fit for purpose, which we should be seeing.
And the issues within that system, those problems, do they arise because of a lack of resourcing, that the structures are okay, but they just don't have the staff to do it? Or is there structural problems too?
I think it's both. I think it's lack of resource. I think there's structural issues there as well. You know, we don't have the infrastructure to manage to have a properly functioning fit for purpose care system. And we don't have the level of investment needed. And I don't think we also have the strategic planning necessary to develop a system that's going to meet the needs of all children who need that.
And are there particular points within that system then that you would have a kind of chief concerns over? Is it you mentioned kind of children with more complex needs? Is it then the reliance on emergency residential care? Is it something else?
It's the, you know, there's various kind of, it's reliance on SEAs, which we have at the moment, the special emergency arrangements for children where there's no appropriate placement for them. We have it across foster care.
What happens in those situations?
In those situations, children who need effective care, you know, provided by the state, where there's no effective care through, you know, voluntary or private, will be placed in hostels or B&Bs. You know, this has been well publicised, which is not an appropriate environment for these children, doesn't meet the needs of these children, can be re-traumatising for some of these children as well, and really isn't something that a child who needs a certain level of therapeutic care is going to benefit from. Now, it's an emergency reaction, we know, but we're not getting out of that emergency, and that's a big issue.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how often is that happening? Is it happening too often?
It's happening too often. If it happens to one child, it's once too often. You know, but we're not seeing the response to this, the really critical responses that I think we should be seeing.
Padraig Tobin, I mentioned, is with us as well. Terry, Padraig, what concerns have you about the system?
Well, just to give you, I suppose, an idea of how under pressure the system is, 94,000 children were referred to TUSLA last year. So that's 30,000 more children than actually sat the Leaving Cert last year, which is an incredible figure. That's about 250 children a day. Over 10 children an hour are being referred to TUSLA, which is absolutely eye-watering when you think about the pressure that TUSLA is under. And the big issue that obviously Terry is focused on and we've been focused on for the last number of years is a problem with the residential care system. Many of the children who have very high needs are put into residential care, but the government has been relying on this special emergency arrangement system, and that system is often not properly regulated and often has staff that are unvetted within it, which again is quite incredible that the state would put children into this situation. In January of this year, 22 children went missing from the system, and there have been studies done by the likes of UCD which showed that some of these children are being targeted for abuse as a result. So we have the state taking children out of horrendous situations and then putting them into unregulated, unvetted situations where they then get targeted for more horrendous situations, which is quite incredible. PQs that we've put in showed that since 2014, 235 children have died either in state care or known to state care, and 10 of these were murders. 51 of them were suicides or drug overdoses. And, of course, we have the very high high-profile case recently of Kyran Dernan, where, shockingly and tragically, the state is still trying to work out how that young boy died. And, you know, the real frustration that I have is that we've been bringing this information to the ministers for the last number of years. Even, you know, we've had a retired judge, Judge Sims, actually raise his concerns. He sent two important files to the former minister, Roger O'Gorman. He actually, you know, he had permission to share the information there, but he actually anonymized it. And the response from the minister was to delete four of those files because he said he had GDPR issues to worry about. And I'd be wondering, where are the human issues that we should be worrying about in relation to these children?
The unvetted nature of some of the staff working in these facilities, I mean, that's a reflection of the nature of the facility, isn't it? I mean, if you could, because they are hostels or hotels or they're guest houses. Is that the issue, Terry?
No, although they might be hostels or hotels with that, there should be qualified staff working and looking after these children. Now, because a lot of these are run by private companies, it's not clear how they're recruiting staff. Effectively, I mean, one of the biggest issues, the privatisation of the care system effectively, in that, you know, if you go back to 2019, we might have 12% of children in care were in private care. It's over 70% now. So effectively, a bit like, you know, the nursing home sector, which has been privatised, what's happened now is that we're relying on private for-profit companies to look after a lot of these children.
But how is the system meant to work in a situation like that? So you have to rely that there's no residential facility, there's no foster parent approved available. A child needs to be taken out of a situation tonight and you've got to rely on this SEA situation. In terms of oversight and insurance that anybody who has any dealings with the child in that B&B or guest house, how should it work? Who ensures that the people they deal with are vetted?
Ultimately, the responsibility lies with TUSLA. To ensure that the staff that are placed in the care of that child in an SEA are properly qualified, properly vetted, experienced enough to be able to manage the needs of that particular child. Now, we're in a crisis situation, so we're basically completely oversubscribed and under-resourced, so it's not easy to do that. It's an emergency response. The biggest concern we have in the sector is that the longer this is a crisis, the more it becomes the norm. And it's not being addressed as a crisis from what we can see. So we need to expand significantly both the statutory and the voluntary capacity within the care system. Now, TUSA, you know, launched a residential care strategy in 2022, which sought to reduce reliance on the private sector and increase reliance on statutory and voluntary care, which would have been the norm, you know, up to maybe 2010.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened. That hasn't had an effect. The strategy hasn't produced the numbers that it was there. And within our own case, I mean, there were 31 beds ascribed to the voluntary sector to produce between 22. We produce none because there's no capacity. We have no access to capital funding and the government are not addressing those issues.
Patter, I recently had an experience. Lots of people have who volunteer with kids' teams. I was told I couldn't keep doing it until I got my Garda vetting renewed. You've got to extend these things from time to time. It seems indefensible that people could have access to really vulnerable children and not have gone through a vetting process or that oversight wouldn't exist. At the same time, is this a manifestation of an economy at full employment? You know, I mean, TUSA are not the only people with kind of labour force constraints.
Well, first of all, it is absolutely unacceptable that any child will be put into any location where the so-called carers are unregulated and unvetted. And actually, TUSA have admitted that they have had put children into locations where the company has actually fabricated the vetting documents. And remember, this is not cheap. You know, we're talking about up to €350,000 a year for the care of one child. So the state is paying this amount of money and it's putting children into locations where documents are being fabricated. And in that particular case, where the company had fabricated those documents, obviously it was reported to the Gardaí, But the individuals behind that company actually set up another company straight away to start providing a service again. So, you know, there should not be any tolerance in relation to this. Yeah. And the key point here in relation to a full employment economy, you know, there's many good people working in the private, some of the private organizations, and of course the voluntary organizations. What they're just looking for is decent pay and conditions. And the state has within its ability to provide decent paying conditions. And, you know, in the voluntary sector, there's a major issue with pensions and has been for the last number of years. And again, the state has refused really to discuss those issues properly with the voluntary sector. If you won't pay people proper pay terms and conditions, yeah, they're simply not going to work in that sector. And the government's refusing to do that at the moment.
So, Terry, we're kind of all at it in here. There's a problem and everybody would agree it. I suspect lots of people working in TUSTA would agree as well. But you've got a situation tonight. They're presented with a child who, as I said a few moments ago, has to be taken out of a situation and there's nowhere to go. You've got to rely on an SEA. How do we get to the point that they can be sure that the SEA they're relying on is above board and everybody is safe
and vetted? And everybody's doing the best they can in very difficult circumstances. I think basically it's resource driven. We have to have a structure at least in place temporarily that ensures that every company and organisation that's looking after children is scrutinised, and it is happening to as far as it can. And the examples Pat are given are real. Pat are given there are real, and they do happen. But that happens in a system that's stretched beyond its elastic limit, which we have at the moment. So we need to basically take a step back. We need to look at our care system. We've called through Cranford for an independent review of our care system to decide what we need to do to address those systemic failings, what it will cost to do that, and then put together both a strategic plan and an investment plan from the government to make that happen so that we can change it overnight. We're dealing with a crisis as best I think everybody's going to, but we can do it over a period of time, but we have to be ambitious and the government do need to see this as a priority.
All right. Well, listen, it's a conversation we might continue on this show in the not-too-distant future. Terry Dignan is the director of Don Bosco Care, spokesperson for the Children's Residential and Aftercare Voluntary Association, and Padraig Tobin, TD, is leader of AIM2. 087 1400 106 is the number if you want to get in touch. Back in a moment.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.